on the CBS Radio Network.
AM 1470 WBKV. It is 8:48 on a Wednesday morning, and we are joined by for a community conversation by Kewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smossel. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
I always enjoy having you back.
It's enjoy coming here. So, in fact, I had double duty this morning.
Oh.
I was just at a Boys and Girls Club meeting, and they asked me to bring the Taste of Washington County brochures and literature and posters over here for the radio station. So I dropped them off at the front desk, and, you know, so I killed two birds with one stone this morning.
There you go. When's that coming up?
It is November 30th at the Fair Park. Tickets are $40 a piece. This is the largest fundraiser that the Boys and Girls Club does every year. It's a Taste of Washington County. They've got about 40 different vendors coming in to taste test food and wine and beer. And they have great raffle prizes, silent auction, as well as a live auction. A lot of fun to come and watch that. Great food. We had about 900 people at the event last year, so it's gaining in popularity, and a lot of sponsorship this year, so we're really feeling good about it. November 30th, I think the day the gates open up at, or the doors open up at 6, and love to have you come. $40 are the tickets, and if you're up in the Kewaskum area, I have tickets, so you can just come and see me.
Oh, there you go. Well, we'll try to get somebody from Boys and Girls Club on before then to talk about it, too, so we can... Little extra boost along the way.
Yeah, have Jay Fisher come on the radio. Yeah. That would be good for him.
Boys and Girls Clubs are a great cause. I've worked with them for years in different spots.
Well, and it's a great story because in Kewaskum, which we've said from time to time, is the school district facilities are pretty much the only facilities in town. So the Boys and Girls Club uses our elementary, and now this year they started a middle school program. So they are also using our middle school for the program. So we partner with them, and we're fortunate to have them. And on the flip side, they're fortunate that we can let them use our facilities. So
here's a completely unrelated factoid. The woman who's in charge of the Boys and Girls Clubs in Baraboo and Toma is a professional clown. She used to tour with Ringling Brothers, she and her husband.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I've been trying to get her to come on and talk about this whole creepy clown deal, and we haven't been able to connect, but that's just strangeness. So, well, let's move on to what's going on in Kewaskum. Football team, playoffs again.
Football team, playoffs, number 2 seed, play at home Friday night, 7 o'clock against Port Washington. We played them in the second game of the year. It was a close game. We won 21-14 at their place, and now they come over to our place. It's hard to play the same team 2 times in 1 season, but we're really fired up about it. Great job by the coaching staff. Conference championship again, tied with Plymouth and with Berlin, 3-way tie. So great job. Wonderful season. Kids have played hard, battled tough all year. Kind of last year was a really, you know, fantastic year and a lot of positive things, hoping that we didn't have that next year kind of fall by the wayside, kind of a doldrums, and the kids and the coaches fought through it, and we had an excellent season. Home game Friday night against Port, and if we win the following week, we'd probably play at home against Plymouth. In fact, we will play at home, we just don't know against who. But more than likely, it could be Plymouth. So that would be another rematch and another great game. And we're just happy as ever to have home games and have our kids at home. And we play really well at home. So it's exciting. It's great stuff. And so once again, congratulations to the coaches. We had we continue to have a very good soccer season. Kids have played hard, a little bit below 500, but they've been much more competitive this year than they've been in past years. So another great job by the soccer coaches. Tennis and golf have finished up, and we don't have anybody playing at any of the state tournaments. But again, very fun seasons, wonderful year. Girls golf coaches were all new this year, so that was fun to watch them work with the kids. And the tennis is always as competitive as we can get. Coaches are very good working with the kids. Tennis isn't a high priority or a high attention-getting sport in Keewaskum, but they keep working through it, and it's getting better every year, so congratulations to them as well.
Did you mention volleyball?
Yeah, in volleyball. We're middle of the pack, and they're in the – they just started, in fact, tomorrow night. Thursday night is the beginning of the regional tournament, so wish them the best of luck. And, again, they've been in the middle of the pack. They've been competitive, plays against some really good teams in this area. Kettle Moraine Lutheran is fantastic, and Waupun has traditionally been a powerhouse. So tough conference for volleyball, but we've been competitive, so congratulations to them as well.
Community conversation this morning with Keewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smossel. So not only do we have a couple of races of national import on the ballot in November, your referendum is on. How go the community meetings?
Thanks for asking, Rick. It's for the last 6 weeks, we've tried to get to all the community events. We've gone to the towns, the villages, meetings. We've gone to the fire departments. We've gone to the Kiwanis Club. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Women's Club. We've tried to hit all the civic events. We have a Chamber of Commerce open house next week. We do have one more open house. We've had two open houses already. One was this last Monday night, and we have one next Wednesday night, the 26th. We're actually going to go out to the schools in Farmington and Wayne, so we're going to go out to Eye for Learning and Farmington Elementary to have a presentation about the referendum at those two schools so people don't have to drive into town. And so far we've had more positive than negative, lots of positive energy out there. The 55 people that were part of our long-range planning committee, very, very positive about it. And the people that are coming to our open houses are, for the most part, I'd say about 80 to 90% are very positive about it. There are some questions about how schools are funded and those types of things, which are very natural and a bit difficult to explain, but we do our best. And our job is to get as much information out there as we possibly can. And I think we've tried to do that and been fairly successful so far, but we'll keep on doing it for the next couple of weeks up until the November 8th question on the ballot. And a couple of updates on that is kind of going back to the two things that I just mentioned. For those of you that our understanding of school finance, God bless you, because it's a very difficult and involved process. But very simply, we find out what our 2016-17 school year budget is last Friday. It has a lot to do with counts and revenue limits and state aid and property valuations and everything else. All that has to get figured into it. And we found out what those numbers were on Friday. So we will be having a budget meeting next Monday for the board to approve the budget for this school year, and we're a third of the way through the school year. So having said that, those numbers help us more closely predict or the assumptions that we had on the cost of the referendum, if it were to pass, has gone down somewhat significantly. So we were assuming that it would be 36 cents on $1,000 worth of property value, or $36 on $100,000 worth of property value. That prediction assumption is now down to 19 cents. So we almost halved it based on we've gotten more state aid, the property valuation has gone up, and the interest rates continue to stay low. So we were assuming a 3.25 interest rate, so we dropped that to 2.75. Our PMA Securities, our financial analysts, agree with we were being a little bit too conservative, so we dropped it down to 2.75. Right now, the rates are at about 2.45, so it's still conservative, but it's closer to being reality. So for the sake of the taxpayers, we thought we needed to update the numbers, and we're getting that out as we speak. And so it looks like it's about 19 cents on $1,000 worth of property value. So that's good news as far as the overall tax impact. So on $200,000 of property value, it would be double that or $38 a year.
Yep.
So good news on that front. Good news on the state aid that we We were able to get more state aid. Good news on the property valuation. We were predicting 1%. It actually went up 3.5%. So property values in our area have gone up significantly over the last year. So all in all, a lot of good news. And what we try to do is just get the word out and show what the needs are. That's the Community Long-Range Planning Committee was the one that made a recommendation to the board to go to referendum. And our job now as a school district is to get that information out, the same information that the community people did on that committee to make that recommendation, and that's what we're trying to do.
A community conversation on this Wednesday morning on WBKV West Bend with Kewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smosso. For people who may have missed it, can you just hit the highlights of the needs that this referendum is going to cover?
Yeah, great question, Rick. Thanks for that. The committee took a look at all the facilities in the district, and we have six different buildings, and they concentrated on just the middle school and the high school buildings. Some of the things are at the end of their useful life, chillers, boilers. There's HVAC things that were put in place in the 70s and the 60s, walls that are portable that weren't necessarily supposed to be where they're at. And so there's a kind of a puzzle. All these things kind of work together to take a look at both the middle school and the high school facilities that need to be updated and changed, and things that are at the end of their useful life, we need to replace them. Things of note, there is no HVAC, there is no air conditioning in the gymnasium at the high school, the field house. That would be something that would need to be updated. The walls in the middle of the high school where the core classes are, the English, the math, the social studies, the science rooms, those walls in that HVAC system is from the 60s, and that needs to be updated. Our science tables at the high school haven't been, the lamination is all peeled off of them, and so that they're bubbling up, and sometimes they're not even useful anymore. So there's that need. FFA alumni has done a great job of raising some money for a greenhouse. We'd like to take that money and complement it with monies from this referendum and build them a greenhouse and move the ag classroom over by the science wing back on the southeast part of the building and move it out away from the tech ed area so they could have a greenhouse back where the ag room is now. That was built in the 70s. At that time, it was ag mechanics, and now it's more horticulture. So trying to get them out of that area, which would free up area for our tech ed areas. And our tech ed areas, you have some larger areas, but they haven't been updated. They haven't been rewired. They haven't had the electrical look at them. They have problems with the storage areas up above that probably don't meet code. If we were to change something, you'd have to change it. You know, it's one of those things that if you don't touch anything, it's still based on the old code. But if you touch something, you have to get to the new code. So there are things of that nature. And there's just too many walls. We need to open that area up to better utilize it for the different type of manufacturing that we have today versus what it was 40 years ago.
And also, unfortunately, you have to address some security concerns.
Yeah, we do think that there's some security concerns. And, you know, it's one thing for kids to go outside for a FIAD class, go out on the tennis courts, go out on the softball field to play some softball, maybe run on the track. I believe that everyone understands, and that's something that every school district has to do, and it's part of our curriculum. It's another thing to have them walking through a parking lot before and after school and during the day. There is some security and safety reasons with that. It also is our front doors weren't built back in the 70s for having all visitors now needing to be buzzed in. It's nice to be able to buzz them in and see them at the same time. So reworking some of the front door areas in these buildings is kind of a high priority based on the way the world is today. So, yeah, it's unfortunate we have to talk about those things, but it is necessary for the safety of our children that we do things like that. The other thing that another big part of it is remodeling the existing middle school gym into the cafeteria. When that was built, it wasn't built to have two teaching stations at one time. It was built for one teacher. We now have two teachers in Fayette every hour of the day, so we could use an extra teaching station, a little bit larger gym. And the kids eat out in a glorified hallway right now at the middle school, and it's not soundproof, and the classrooms around there have a really tough time running classes during the lunch hours. So taking that cafeteria area, putting it in the gym, which is located right next to the kitchen anyway, and then we can use that large area, hallway area for locker room space, and take the lockers out of the hallways and free up some space in the hallways. That seems to make a lot of sense. And, it's anybody that's been in the middle school, the tours that we've taken certainly has seen what we're talking about.
And the next open house again is?
Next Wednesday. We'll start at 6:30 in the cafeterias at Farmington and Eye for Learning out in Wayne. And we plan on giving the information. Anybody that would like or cannot make one of our open houses, on our website, kewaskumschools.org, you can go there, and we have a video that we've put together and kind of walks you through it. It's about a 6.5 to 7 minute video, so it doesn't take too long. It will also give you an idea of the things that are going to be fixed and what needs to be fixed, and kind of an overall picture of the referendum. We also have a tab there that you can get all the information. And probably one of the things that we want to make sure that we do is there's a frequently asked questions part. So people that have questions, you can see if somebody else has already asked that question, you can see the answers to it.
Makes sense. Community conversation this morning with Kewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smosel. One other topic, we've seen some test results come back from the state. How'd your kids do?
Yeah, it's great news, actually. And the embargo on releasing some of the test data was yesterday. We can't talk about the report cards until next month. But the test data for our kids is very, very, very good. Our elementary school folks across all three schools, which is, I think, the first time it's happened at all three schools, have gone up over 10 percentage points in English and a half a dozen points in math. Our middle school has increased about 10 percentage points in English and about 4 percentage points in math. And our high school has also gone up, and I can't tell you exactly what that is because we're still looking at the data, because there's different groups that they look at, and because it's embargoed, I kind of have to be a little careful with that. But overall, the district is gone up in every area. We've surpassed what it was 2 years ago when the last report cards came out, and it's probably the highest it's ever been. And some of the schools are going to be ranked, I would think, in the top 5% of schools across the entire state as far as the scores that they've taken in. So we're really, really excited about the direction we're going into. We continue to get the feedback on these assessments that we're moving in the right direction, and we're doing a great job of increasing the rigor and the learning of our kids, and we're very proud of that, probably the thing that we're most proud of, and that the things that we're doing with our literacy training, we're going to now morph that into some math training. The tests tell us that we're moving in the right direction, and that's something we should do, and so we're just going to keep forging ahead and make it a premier district in the state, and we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish already.
I can remember when they used to send those out, and it was the size of the Milwaukee phone book with so much data in there. They killed a lot of trees for no good reason.
Yeah, they things have changed. It's a little bit. I think that's what the report card is trying to do. Report cards bring in attendance, graduation rates, attendance rates. It brings in other factors besides just the test scores to give you your report card score. But the very simple test data that we have gotten, we put a high emphasis on English literacy and numeracy and math, and restructured our school days, tried to get every teacher in our school district training on an individual basis, and it's paying dividends, and very proud of the staff members, and Mark Bozzata, our curriculum director, has done just a fantastic job. And, you can't ever overlook the fact that the school board and the school board members are supporting the direction that we recommended. And without their support And without their guidance and willingness to let us do this, we couldn't be doing what we are. So a lot of credit needs to go to the school board, too.
Community conversation this morning with Kewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smossel. Any other upcoming events we should talk about? We've kind of discussed sports and the referendum. Anything else coming up?
Absolutely. Just want to make a little kind of a neat little thing that happened last Friday. Miss Wisconsin came and read to all three of our elementary schools. So we appreciate Miss Wisconsin coming, and her focus is on reading across all grade levels. So she did a fantastic job. It was really kind of a fun day. We had our first Apple Crunch, which is kind of a national thing where it's about supporting local farmers as well as eating healthy. So all the schools did an Apple Crunch. So everybody got an apple, which was donated from one of our local farmers. So thank you for the donation. It was a great little day. We have Trick or Treat for UNICEF coming up on October 29th from 5 to 7. Fiesta Fun Night. I think we're in our third year of having our Fiesta Fun Night. It's from 6 to 8 on November 1st, and that's at the high school. And so anybody that looking for a good time, November 1st, Fiesta Fun Night, 6 to 8 at the high school is a lot of fun. We also have our annual veterans program coming up on November 11th, and that starts at 10:40, and it's at the high school. And we invite any and all veterans, anyone that wants to come in and be part of our Veterans Day program. It starts at 10:40, and that would be in the field house at the high school. Our musical, Oklahoma, this year starts on November 11th at 7 o'clock, and then we do have two shows on the 12th at 2 and 7, and we're looking forward to that. Andrew Dahlberg does a great job with those kids. And our second annual Clergy Coats for Kids is going to be happening, and this is a ecumenical effort. All of the different places of worship in Kewaskum get together. We meet four times a year with them. We talk about issues that are happening in the community, how we can partner on things. And one of the action plan items that we started last year was a Clergy Coats for Kids. And so on November 21st at Kewaskum Middle School between 3 and 6 p.m., we will be having Coats for Kids. So anybody that wants to donate used, slightly used coats or buy new things and bring them in, exchange something that you just used for 1 year and now your child's gotten so much bigger and you want to exchange boots or something, we do exchanges that day too. And it's for hats, gloves, mittens, coats, snow pants, and boots. And at the different places of worship around town, they'll have baskets or boxes that you can drop your stuff in. We'll have all the boxes at the different schools as well. Hopefully at the Piggly Wiggly and Westbury Bank in town, you can drop these things off and from 3 to 6 on the 21st. And that's a great little unique event that we've started last year, and we hope it grows this year.
I remember us talking about it last year. Seemed like it went well last year, and here you go again.
Yeah, it did go well last year. And it's, this is kind of things that make Kewaskum unique and fun and exciting. And, I think most of us, if not all of us, feel very blessed to be either working or living in the Kewaskum area. So it's humbling. It's really kind of fun.
Well, thank you very much, Jim Smossel, Kewaskum School Superintendent. Community conversation this morning, always a pleasure for our monthly chats, sir. Appreciate it. And we'll get together in November.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. And hopefully we're still playing football then.
There you go. Could still be going on, right?
Yep.
State is when?
The Friday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That would be like the 18th or 19th.
Gotcha. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what's going on then.
Thanks,
Thank you again very much. We're going to go to some news here on WBKV.
Cool Variety is AM 1470. WBKV West Bend. A